You're listening to NPR Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell.
My name is Brian Lambrist. I am the chair of the DuPage Libertarians, and I am the Field Operations Division Director for the Libertarian Party of Illinois. The simple way to sum up what libertarians believe is to say, don't hurt others and don't take their stuff. Us more obnoxious libertarians like to be more forthcoming. We say that we believe gay married couples should have the right to own guns to defend their marijuana plants. But the gist of it is the same. We believe people should be able to live their lives as they see fit, so long as they are not harming somebody else or infringing on anyone else's rights.
What's the process been like here in the state when it comes to getting libertarian candidates on the ballot?
Ballot access laws are different from state to state, and Illinois is one of the worst in the nation. You are a Republican or Democrat who wants to run for statewide office, you need 5,000 signatures to get on a ballot. Anybody else who wants to run, independent, third party, needs 25,000 signatures to get on a ballot. That's five times as much, and Republicans and Democrats will challenge them to throw them off the ballot. So we usually have to get twice as many, 50,000 signatures, and you have 90 days to do it.
And so that deadline came up last week. Were you able to collect enough signatures? I guess right now the main thing is trying to get a candidate when it comes to a presidential candidate. Is that right? And you have some others as well as far as statewide offices?
Yes. On Monday, June 27th, we submitted over 53,000 signatures from registered voters in Illinois. We have four people on the petition that we're trying to get on the ballot. Gary Johnson is the Libertarian candidate for president, and Governor Gary Johnson and Governor William Weld is our candidate for vice president. And here in Illinois, there are two seats, statewide seats, that are up for election. One is U.S. Senate, which we have Kent McMillan running for, and the other is Illinois Comptroller, which, if you remember, Judy Bartopinka passed away 2 years ago. Leslie Munger was appointed in her seat. It's a special election this year. And Claire Ball is running for the position of Illinois Comptroller, who, I might add, is also the only accountant on the ballot running for the accounting job.
And so we've talked with the Green Party as well. They were able to establish major party designation within the last decade or so for a little while because of the amount of votes that Rich Whitney was able to garner running for governor. That status has gone away, as you talked about. People who are representing third parties have a lot of criticism when it comes to ballot access in the state and across the country. But as you mentioned, especially in Illinois, what would be your ideal here if you were able, you know, to wave a magic wand and change access and the laws there? What do you think seems fair as a third party?
There's so many different laws that could be changed at different levels. We had a lawsuit in Illinois that went on for a little over 5 years, and we won part of it getting rid of the full slate requirement. So through our lawsuit, the Green Party, the Constitution Party, anybody else benefits. The lawsuit required that if you run on a statewide ticket or a county ticket, you must have every seat filled for your party. So we could never run just somebody for governor or Senate. We had to run someone for Secretary of State, for Attorney General, for Treasurer. And that's not that difficult on the state level. But on the county level, it's horrible. Because now if you've got somebody who's, you know, ex-military, very qualified to run for sheriff, now they have to find somebody to run for recorder and coroner to run on a full ticket. It's ridiculous. That is gone. So that's a first good step. We'd like to see the number of signature requirements go down. We'd like to see the time limit to collect signatures maybe increase. We think there should be a better, more established threshold for challenges on signatures. And a lot of the little requirements are ridiculous. To run people for state rep, sometimes somebody needs to get 2,700 signatures in a gerrymandered district where it's very hard to get legitimate signatures from people that live in that district when most people in Illinois don't even know what their district number is.
Sure. And so from what I hear, the Libertarian Party and the Green Party and perhaps other third parties at times, and you kind of alluded to this, have worked together, right, to challenge some of these laws, which some people might not think. But it is true that the Libertarian Party has worked with the Green Party in some instances. Is that right?
when we put our lawsuit through 5 years ago, we tried to get the Green Party and the Constitution Party to get on board with us. Both of them declined. Neither wanted to help us. We had to do it on our own, and they benefited from it, which is fine. We would like to work closer with them, but it just doesn't happen. Most parties are pretty wrapped up in their own business that they have to deal with, so, but we support them. We always support third parties and independents that are running. There's a few independent people in the state that are running for different seats right now, and they are probably going to get challenged, and I personally and other libertarians are going to help them defend their signatures, just because we believe in choice. We believe in ballot access.
And so, yeah, the way the Green Party representative I spoke to, you know, talked about that a little differently, I guess, and perhaps, as you mentioned, it's because the lawsuit was able to kind of group them in as well. What do you think? I know, just looking at the race for president right now, and so much talk about people having a lot of enthusiasm about outsider candidates, do you feel like the time is right for people to start maybe finally paying more attention to third-party candidates?
Definitely. And I think that we've proved that in general with libertarians. For example, you look at the Republican Party. They had 17, I think, was the most, people running for the Republican nomination, and who ended up getting it? It was an outsider. I mean, he's a goofball, but he's an outsider. And he came in and people wanted that. You look at the Democratic ticket, and who came very close to securing it? It was an independent outsider. It was Bernie Sanders. So people look at the establishment and they say, we want nothing to do with this anymore. We want to get away from this. And we as libertarians are very lucky because we tend to straddle the divide. Constitution Party is very far right and the Green Party is very far left. But libertarians, our whole idea is we believe in fiscal responsibility and social tolerance. And most people fit into that. They don't want to get involved in the sausage-making process of politics. They like keeping it simple and things they can understand and things they can support all around.
Some people still aren't able to wrap their minds around, you know, why there should be any parties outside of the two-party system that basically has been in place since our country began. What would you say to that?
America is all about change. It's all about going against the status quo. And it's a shame that we haven't had somebody who wasn't a Republican or Democrat in over 150 years. It was a guy named Millard Fillmore. If anybody remembers the Fillmore administration, and he was a Whig. So I think people are pretty upset. And at the same time, they look at other nations, and they see other nations that have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 political parties. Why do we only have to be limited to two? As Kent McMillan, our Senate candidate, says, you don't go to Baskin-Robbins two flavors. You go because you want to get more choice. People like choice. They want more options. So we think that now is a really good time for that to take place.